Welcome back to another episode of The Strength of Wellness. I am Christopher Hobbs, and in this episode, I will be talking about how I am starting to hack my way into better time management and better management of my day-to-day life.
Eat well, sleep, exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness.
Welcome back. I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad that you guys are listening, and it means a lot to me that you will keep coming back and keep listening. This podcast has just blown up more than I could have imagined, and it's great to just have you guys come back and keep listening and keep just following my journey of discovery and learning and implementing. And I hope that this brings you encouragement, and I hope that it brings you a desire to understand more about yourself and how to better your life and your sphere of influence. So a couple of days ago, I said that I didn't post for a week. Now, I had a challenge at the beginning of the month to post every day for 30 days. So I missed an entire week, 7 days of not posting. That's huge. In this game that we're playing, in this game of podcasting, 7 days is massive. It's a massive amount of time. And I could be twice as far, 3 times as far as what I am now. But in saying that, I had a lot on my plate. I had been doing night shift for a couple of years, and then I've had a few months off. So I got a lot of work doing cleaning, and what happened was the company that I was working for gave me so much more work than I could possibly have anticipated. I got overwhelmed and exhausted because I haven't done physical work like that in a long time. And while that was happening, while it was growing, my phone was disconnected completely. I couldn't call anyone or contact anyone, and I lost internet for a couple of days. So it was like living in the 90s. I couldn't call anyone. I couldn't email. I couldn't do anything. I had to go and wander around town to find free internet. It was rough. But even though I had a lot of excuses, none of them were really the true point. I feel that even though I had all these things go wrong, I still had enough time to sit down and record 10 minutes of a podcast every day of the week. I can look back and I can see the times that I had, the times where I had the opportunity to record, but I chose something different. It's not that much time to record a 10-minute podcast. And with a little bit of editing that's involved, maybe that takes an hour. It's not that much time, really, in the grand scheme of things. An hour a day to put up a podcast? Maybe not even that. It's not that much time, and I could have easily done it. So I had the time, I had the opportunity to do what I said I would do, but I chose not to. And I sat there this the beginning of this week, and I was like, why? Why did I choose that? Why did I go the opposite way of what I knew I should do to do something else? So there are a few reasons, and this episode is going to get a bit raw and a bit real, and I'm going to get a bit vulnerable and admit some of my failings, understand where I need to step up, and what I've realized in the last few days that I really need to put into place, what I really need to understand about myself that will help me go further in the next few years. So I think one large part is that All of my life, I've struggled with the belief that it is not my job. It's not my job to do this. It's not my job to do that. Everything that I could step up into leadership, into building a business, into creating something, I always have this default belief that it is not my job. Because there are other people out there that are better than me. They're more qualified. They have more skills. They actually know what they're talking about. And they can definitely do the job better than I can. And I think we all struggle with those thoughts. The thoughts that there are better people for the job out there than me. There are better people that can do this. And I think that's why we have a large culture of escapism. TV shows, Netflix, binge watching Stranger Things, which admittedly I did last week. Great show, but not the point. It's things like that help us avoid stepping up into what we should. They're an excuse. They're a reason that we create not to do the things that we should do. And I'm one of the biggest culprits of this. I'm one of the biggest culprits of putting off what I should do, flicking through Facebook and the gram to just waste time and not actually step out and justifying to myself that I am okay to do justifying to myself that I'm okay at what I'm doing and that there really is better people out there anyway, and it doesn't need to be me who steps up and does this. But if I had just changed that mindset, refocused what I was looking at, and done that 1 hour in the day, then I wouldn't be behind of where I said I would be. I wouldn't be behind in my goals. I would be much further ahead than where I am now. It's also the fear. The fear of stepping out. The fear of being open, of putting yourself out there, of stepping out into a world that may hate you, may ridicule you, may make fun of you. We're all afraid of what people might say about what we're doing. And that's so real for me. It is one of the things I hide behind to try not to have people say bad things about me. So I try and make everyone happy. I am a people pleaser. I try to make everyone happy. I was asked multiple times over the years, oh, do you do a podcast? Oh, do you have a podcast where you talk? I'm like, haha, no. I will never ever do anything like that because that's not me. I don't put myself out there. I don't know enough. It was never something that I dreamed of doing or thought I would ever do because I would never be that vulnerable or take the risk. And I didn't believe that I was good enough to do that. And another point that I discovered recently, it's inbuilt into my DNA. People with my genetic variant do not take risks. More often than not, they don't like to be vulnerable and step out and take risk and go into the unknown. They don't like to leave their comfort zones to explore new things or try new businesses or just change who they are. But this is not a limitation. I may struggle with this and it may be inbuilt but it doesn't stop me from stepping out. It's just one thing that I need to understand about me and how I'm created and how I'm built and how I can overcome that. See, I can put things, knowing what I know now about not being able to, or being a bit more difficult to step out and to it being more difficult for me to take risk, I understand now that I need to really put things in place that stops me from hiding away, from running away from those risks and those steps and putting myself out there. I can put in place things that helps me not to be taken out by the fear and the hesitation and the genetic coding that is naturally in my body. I can put things into place to overthrow that and overcome and step forward. So what does this have to do with biohacking? Well, I think biohacking is identifying the weaknesses that are inherent in our being, in our personality, in our minds, in our bodies, and putting things into place to counteract them and to strengthen those weaknesses so they don't pull us down anymore. And this isn't limited to the body and food that we intake and the exercise. It's all also the mind, the will, the emotions, and the spirit as well. The journey of biohacking doesn't stop with the physical that we can see. It is an improvement to all areas of our life, and to keep upgrading ourselves daily, and identifying the weaknesses, and to counteract them with whatever it takes to rise up so that we are no longer limited by them. We are no longer held back by the fears and the limitations that we once were. We can live better, stronger, and healthier, more impactful lives than we could ever imagined. So for me, that means that I need to put into place routines and reminders and little daily things that stop me from choosing to check out, to run away, to hide. It involves thoughtful planning to stop future me from choosing to binge watch Netflix or to spend hours cycling through my phone or playing games, or anything like that. It takes work on my half to stop myself from choosing the old path and the inherent nature that's inside of me to do something new, to do something different, and to step out into the unknown and challenge myself and to keep growing. Well, thank you for listening. It's a bit more raw and real, but I like it. And I hope to do more like this in the future.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.